else. I have a picture I wanted to show you this morning, and it's kind of about my story. How many of you have brothers and sisters? Because I don't know all of you. I know some of you. You have brothers and sisters. This is a picture of me when I was a little girl. Can you tell which person in the picture is me? It was a picture taken almost 50 years ago. I have stripes on my shirt. Well, this is a picture with some of my brothers and sisters. And I wanted to tell you this morning a story about my sister. My older sister, she's standing up in the back of the picture beside of my mother. You see, these children, this picture is a picture of a lady named Grace Hurd, and this is her children with her. So these were all children of Grace Hurd. And I was in the front, and my older sister was standing in the back. And for many years, when I was a teenager, my older sister and I were very close friends. We went everywhere together. We had two horses that looked almost alike, so we rode horses together all the time. We looked almost alike. We wore the same clothes. Many people, when we got to be teenagers, thought that we were twins. And then one day, I realized my sister was making a decision to do something very naughty. Very naughty. Have you ever had a brother or sister that you knew was going to do something that they wasn't supposed to do and that you weren't supposed to do? And I tried everything I could think of to get my sister to not make and to do the thing that she was going to do. And no matter what I said to her, she wouldn't change her mind and she wouldn't stop doing what she was going to do. And that ended up in her moving far away. And that was so grievous for me. Did you ever lose a brother or sister? Did you ever have them go away for a long time and you didn't see them for a long time? And my sister, when she moved away, even though she was going to do something that was really bad and I couldn't be with her because she was going to make this decision, I felt inside just as if my sister had died. And I spent a whole year just feeling grieved, and I couldn't talk to her anymore, and I couldn't be around her because she moved very far away. And then after about 10 years, it was probably more like 12 or 13, my sister moved back. And she came back, and she came with two children and three horses, and I let her move into my barn. And we started going horseback riding and spending a lot of time together again. And then my sister made a decision to do another thing that was going to be really terrible. And I didn't know how to stop her because, you know, when somebody that we love is going to do something that Jesus has told us not to do, it doesn't hurt just them, it hurts everybody around them. But this time, I was so distressed because I didn't want the same thing to happen again. I didn't want my sister to go away so that I could never talk to her again and so that she wouldn't be my friend. And so I went to my older brother. And you can see my brother is in the back of the picture. He's smiling. And so I went to my older brother and I told my older brother the problem that was going on between me and my sister. And you know what my older brother said to me? My older brother said, "Noreen, you have only one job, and that's to be a peacemaker. Give your sister what she's asking for you from you. And it's not as if you can't afford it. So even though you feel that it's unfair and that she's making unreasonable requirements of you, and just give her what she wants." And you know what? I did. And I thought about that. You know, I didn't really like it at the time that my brother told me what to do, but I'd asked for his advice. And I thought about how he told me that day, "I have only one job, and that's to be a peacemaker." And you know, I want to read you something that's in my Bible about a peacemaker. Jesus said, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God." And I want this morning for you boys and girls to remember that whenever you get in a disagreement or a fight, or any kind of a problem with your brother or your sister, by being a peacemaker, I no longer was just a child of Grace Heard. I became a child of God. And I want you to always remember, because every one of you will have a time in your life that you need to be a peacemaker too. When you go back to your seats, be sure to pick up the offering baskets.